This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Next week is going to be a rough one for the would-be lawyers in this economy. Bar exams are scheduled across the country. Thing is, there are fewer people who are going to sit for those exams than there used to be. Applications to law school and thus enrollments in law school are down sharply. So sharply, in fact, that several law schools have up and closed their doors for good. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports now on the downturn in the business of legal education.
For more than 130 years, Valparaiso University in northwestern Indiana has been training up Midwestern lawyers. As recently as 5 years ago, the law school was aggressively recruiting incoming students with this promotional video.
Here, we teach law both as a science and as an art.
Except soon, the school won't be teaching law to anyone. Dial admissions, and you'll hear this.
Valparaiso University Law School is no longer accepting applicants.
Citing declining enrollment and rising costs, Valparaiso announced in October that it was shutting down. Two for-profit law schools, Arizona Summit and Charlotte School of Law, have also closed. A decade ago, young people were flocking to law school, seeking refuge from the lousy job market. Enrollment soared to a record high. And, says Drake University Law Dean Jerry Anderson, some schools took advantage of students desperate for a lucrative career in law. They lowered admission standards. Many of their graduates didn't pass the bar.
Admitting students that are not really prepared for the rigors of a legal education or for the rigors of a legal practice, that's a bad thing.
Since the Great Recession, enrollment of first-year law students has fallen by about a third. Jeff Thomas is director of admission programs for Kaplan Test Prep, and he says what we're seeing is
a little bit of right-sizing legal education. If we have all these schools and not enough demand to satisfy them, perhaps it would be better off in the longer run if some of the law schools, particularly in the lower tier, did indeed choose to close.
Meanwhile, law school tuition has been soaring. Student borrowing has soared, too. Kyle McEntee, co-founder of the group Law School Transparency, says the average law student now comes out with $116,000 in debt.
So for the graduates who are making $190,000 at a New York City big firm, that's going to be manageable. But for the majority of people who are making $65,000 or less, and oftentimes in the $40,000 to $50,000 range, it's all but not manageable.
Paying back those loans could get even more difficult. Entry-level law salaries haven't even kept up with inflation in recent years. Iowa attorney Kyle Fry is active in an American Bar Association young lawyers group that advocates for law school reform. He says new DIY law apps and tech-driven services are sapping lawyers of their earning power.
Arming young attorneys with six figures in debt and introducing them into a market where they have to now compete based solely on price with alternative legal service providers is a bit of a failure on the law school's part.
The failed law schools, meanwhile, are leaving plenty of wreckage in their wake.
I feel sad, disappointed, and frustrated.
That's real estate attorney Melissa Breeden. She graduated from Valparaiso Law School in 1995 and has served on the Alumni Council.
A law school that has been around for 130 years that really served a need is shutting down. You know, here I've got my degree from this law school that doesn't exist anymore.
Careers in the law aren't quite what they used to be. Back in the 1980s, more than 80% of recent law school grads landed well-paying jobs that required a law degree and passing the bar exam. Last year, just 68% landed that kind of top-tier law job. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.